Nevins.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations General Assembly is continuing its annual meeting Saturday with speakers from India, Russia, Ethiopia, and Haiti, as well as other nations. On Friday, the Prime Minister of the tiny island nation of Barbados gave a stirring address to the Assembly, asking who would stand up for people across the world and bring badly needed action. Barbados Prime Minister Amour Motley quoted the Jamaican reggae musician Bob Marley when she asked the annual gathering of leaders who will get up and stand up for the rights of our people. Prime Minister went through a long list of challenges that included COVID-19 vaccine distribution, unemployment, and climate change. She said it is not beyond the international community to solve them. It is just that the leaders tire of facing them year after year. Female leaders have made up less than a tenth of the speakers at the UN General Assembly this week. The annual meeting of leaders continues through Monday. Demonstrators took over the streets of the Brazilian cities of Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro on Friday, protesting against President Jair Bolsonaro's climate policies. Other protests have been staged by environmentalist groups in the capital, Brasilia. The initiative has been replicated in some 80 countries, aimed at the world leaders attending this year's UN General Assembly meeting in New York. Millions of Americans are now eligible to receive a Pfizer booster shot to help increase their protection against the worst effects of the coronavirus. People 65 and older who got the Pfizer shot qualify for a booster, along with others with certain health conditions or risky jobs. You can keep up on all the news we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Friday that two Canadians detained in China on spying charges were released from prison and flown out of the country on Friday. The move came just after a top executive of Chinese communications giant Huawei Technologies reached a deal with the United States over fraud charges and flew home to China. The frenetic chain of events involving the global powers brought an abrupt end to legal and geopolitical wrangling that for the past 3 years has roiled relations between Washington, Beijing, and Ottawa. The three-way deal enabled China and Canada to each bring home their own detained citizens, while the U.S. wrapped up a criminal case against a prominent tech executive that for months had been mired in an extradition fight. The first activity came Friday afternoon when 49-year-old Meng Wanzhou, Huawei's chief finance officer, and the daughter of the company's founder reached an agreement with federal prosecutors that called for fraud charges against her to be dismissed next year and allowed for her to return to China immediately. As part of the deal known as a deferred prosecution agreement, she accepted responsibility for misrepresenting the company's business dealings in Iran. About an hour after Meng's plane left Canada for China, Trudeau revealed that Canadians Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor were also on their way home. Rwanda's President Paul Kagame said Friday that Rwandan troops will help secure and rebuild areas of northern Mozambique destroyed by an Islamist insurgency. Meanwhile, Mozambican officials began encouraging civilians to return to the gas-rich region. The United Nations has warned of a continuing militant threat in Cabo Delgado, where Rwandan forces are patrolling burnt-out streets once besieged by the militants. Kagame told a joint news conference in Maputo with his Mozambican counterpart that Rwandan troops would help secure and rebuild the areas destroyed by the insurgency. He said the troops would stay as long as Mozambique requests. A suicide car bomb killed at least 7 people in the Somali capital on Saturday at a street junction near the president's residence, an official said. A district commissioner said 8 other people were wounded. It was not immediately clear who was responsible for the attack, but the Al-Shabaab Islamist group frequently carries out such bombings. Al-Shabaab wants to overthrow the government and impose its interpretation of Islamic law. A witness at the scene of the blast reported seeing 7 cars and 3 rickshaws destroyed. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.